Redskins fans are anxiously awaiting hearing the NFL commissioner call the name of quarterback Robert Griffin III as the Skins' first-round draft choice tomorrow night after the Colts take Andrew Luck. Joining us live this morning, Steve Weiss, senior reporter with the NFL Network. Steve, it hasn't actually been said specifically that they're going to take him, but we know what's going to happen, don't we?
Yeah, I think that one's pretty easy to predict, especially with the Colts making it final yesterday, or a formal, I should say, when they're saying they're going to take Andrew Luck first overall. It will be Robert Griffin III. There's no way the Redskins would have traded away three first-round draft picks. If now, that wasn't the guy they weren't going to get.
Now, you know, the consensus on him has been terrific. Of course, in the last couple of weeks, as we often hear before a draft, there are a couple of things that come out. Some charges that he's selfish. I mean, everything I read about him, he seems like a really nice person from a great family with a good head and an absolutely unbelievable football body.
Yeah, you know, part of my job is to speak to scouts and general managers and things like that about players, and that's the consensus. I mean, you could probably find people maybe outside of his circle, people in his past that maybe didn't like him. I think we could probably all say that maybe we stepped on somebody's toe at some point in our life, but that's going to be few and far between. And I've actually had the pleasure of meeting him and interviewing him and spending time with him a little bit, and the kind of perpetual statement you hear about Robert Griffin III is his parents raised him right. So a very quality young man. You know he's already made it clear he's excited to come to Washington, D.C., and that's a big bonus as well. He wants to be here, and he wants to make this franchise better.
Something else you hear from time to time is that putting this guy in a system with Mike and Kyle Shanahan is going to limit him and stifle him a little bit. How do you see that shaking out?
Yeah, you know, I don't buy into that too much. I mean, he's a young player that they can mold. And the one thing you've seen with the successful Mike Shanahan teams is a mobile quarterback, from John Elway to Jake Plummer to Jay Cutler, guys who can run a little bit, guys who can make things happen. That opens up the offense, a little bit. You know, they're still going to run the ball with the running back, as Mike Shanahan does. But he's got a very unique talent right here that maybe he has never tried to coach before. And if they do try to keep him in a box, then that's something that will lead to them probably eventually getting fired, because they're hitching their wagon to him again. They traded away all those first-round draft picks for this guy. And to bring him in here and to try to really pigeonhole him is something that could lead to their demise. I think they're going to let him play. They have to expand their playbook if that's what they want to do to make it work. But I think Mike Shanahan is wise enough to make that happen.
Now, can we talk a little bit, Steve, about this salary cap dispute that the Redskins have been penalized, $36 million in cap space over 2 years? A lot of people who follow this closely are saying they didn't technically violate any NFL rule by doing what they did, and all the contracts that they wrote had to be approved by the league. So a lot of Redskins fans naturally are believing the team has been hosed by the league.
I think technically, by the letter, that's right. They did not violate the actual rule. It was an uncapped year. The contracts had to be approved by the management council of the league. But what the NFL ownership and what the bodies are saying, the management bodies are saying, is for years they were told that if they get to the uncapped year, they cannot rejigger contracts, existing contracts, so there's a huge, huge payout in that uncapped year, and then kind of bring them back to normal, kind of a balloon payment type year.
So why did they approve the contracts then?
It's kind of contradictory, because if it's an uncapped year, it should allow you to do that at
right.
the same time.
But the league had to approve those contracts, didn't it?
Correct. Absolutely.
Boy, they got them. They got them going both ways, Steve. It seems unfair.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting when this, when this gets in the courts and gets to arbitration.
Yeah, he's right.
Steve, thanks. Good to talk to you, and we're really looking forward to tomorrow night. It's going to be exciting.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Steve Weiss, senior reporter with the NFL Network.